What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I find myself in a unique position as somebody who is a Christian and comes from a charismatic background. But I'm very, very skeptical of it. And so maybe that's why I'm in the position that I'm in here. I don't know. Who knows? But I've definitely heard a lot of people doing prophecy and gifts of the Spirit before. And I've seen many of them fully accurate. I've also seen a bunch that were just a bunch of gobbledygook and just words. And they make you feel good. And you go away and you're like, well, don't even know what that was. But hey, it's okay. But I find myself very skeptical of them because even though I've seen some that were totally on par and totally accurate, I've never really seen anybody in a large scale predict world events very well. And that's fascinating because if somebody could do that, I would be very interested to hear what they would be saying about other things as well. So, again, I find myself in the position of being somebody who follows this stuff regularly, like pretty closely, but doesn't believe the vast majority of it. So here we are, and I've, again, because I've watched this stuff for so long, there's a guy named Dana Coverstone, who when all the COVID stuff was breaking out, he had a prophecy that kind of went very viral about predicting that all this was going to happen. Well, the only thing that they have recorded of that prophecy is people saying, yes, I heard it, and yes, that's accurate. But they didn't have it recorded. So it's like, okay, well, I guess I could just say that it was true. But he got kind of famous because of that in that world. And so I followed to see, you know, well, how accurate is he? You know, let's test him. Never really saw anything else from him that I could prove until the Trump attempted assassination. Now, this is the thing. A lot of these are like this, where you go, is that, like, is it really accurate? Or if is it just you say enough things and then sometimes it kind of hits? You tell me.
He was in handcuffs and one ear was bleeding a very bright red, a not normal blood red or the color of blood that you would see flowing. It was a very bright red blood. And the other ear was bruised to the point that it was just black and blue. Like he'd been like if you were in an accident or car accident or something and you've been, or been hit by a 2x4, it seemed, his ear was just black and blue, bruised, deeply, deeply bruised. His eyes were very bloodshot and he appeared to barely be standing on his own. Matter of fact, the sergeant at arms was directly behind him, holding him up and was whispering into his right ear. He would occasionally squeeze his right arm as well and the former president would wince, almost like he was hurting. He was in pain. And he would almost go to his knees every time that the sergeant at arms would squeeze his right arm. And suddenly the former president pushed himself up towards closer to where from where he was. He stood up and went forward quickly. And he suddenly spoke out loud and he said, "It's not me they hate, it's you." It's okay. Not me they hate, it's you.
All right, so that is from April. I'm sorry, that is from January of 2021. So pretty long time ago. It was right after the inauguration of Joe Biden that he recorded that. It's, you can see it for yourself if you want to. Type in Dana Coverstone and a whole bunch of these things will come up. But again, there's a lot of them. And you go, well, is that really something? I mean, it's the very beginning that's interesting.
He was in handcuffs and one ear was bleeding a very bright red, a not normal blood red.
Okay, so which, you know, we've seen that. So, okay, we go, well, maybe there's something there. I don't know, maybe you're picking up something, but I can't tell really if it's everything. I have no idea. So then this guy comes along, and this is what's making the sort of viral news in the world of charismatic Christianity. Brandon Biggs, never heard of this guy before the Trump assassination attempt last weekend, but he has clips that are making the rounds. Now, I'm not going to play the one that is the famous one. I'm going to play the stuff around it first. And I'll tell you, if you look into this stuff, you hear a lot of things like this where they use language like new season and realms and acceleration. And you're like, what does that even mean? It's just a bunch of words. And so when I first looked this up, I just immediately was like, okay.
There's going to be an acceleration of things, even more so from what it was from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. He said, but this will be a time of great acceleration. And he said, you'll see acceleration in the financial realm. And he said, you're going to see acceleration in the politics, and you're going to see acceleration in war. And he told me, he said, these things are going to, he said, for my son's return is imminent.
Okay, so none of that stuff you can prove false, but you really can't prove it all either. It's just there. And that's the way the vast majority of modern prophets are, is it's a bunch of that kind of stuff where you go, okay, I mean, it sounds very horoscopy. There's a passage in the Bible that actually says, if people are going to speak in tongues, you better have an interpreter if you're going to do it publicly. Otherwise, you're just the sounding of a gong. Well, that's what a lot of this is, because it's just a bunch of whatever. But Brandon Biggs, that's not why he got famous. This next clip is right before. Now, these were given, by the way, in April of this year. And you can see this for yourself. It's all on YouTube. It's time-stamped. These were given in April.
And they were bringing forth a new patriotism upon the nation. And it was coming, it was being birthed, and it just kept spreading like fire all throughout America, all throughout. And I saw Trump rising up. And then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming.
Now listen, if you go public in April of this year, and you say this,
this bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum.
Okay, if you say that, you got my attention, because this was in April. Obviously, nobody knew this was going to happen. You're picking up on something there, bro. I don't know what you got, but I like what you have to say. And so that's the clip that has been making the rounds, that everybody's like, whoa, okay. What's that all about? I figured I'd give you a little context about what else he says, because when you got my attention, you got my attention.
And then I saw people interceding when he, and I see him, I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it, and there things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting.
I love this kind of stuff because it's provable. You know, by November 6th, hopefully, if it's not a long recount or something, we will know whether this is accurate or not. Now, it's a 50-50 shot, too, because you pretty much knew the candidates at that point. But when you say there's an attempt on his life and the bullet will hit him in the right ear, that is incredible. That is an accurate prophecy. And I want to highlight it because it's not that common that this happens. So again, I wanted to hear what else this guy had to say, and this is pretty much the fullness of it.
And then there will be a great economy crash. Yeah. I saw they had a great economy plan, a crash. worse than the Great Depression. And the Lord warned me about this. It would be a great dark time. But I saw paddles coming upon America's soil like a shocking of the soil. And I saw Donald Trump praying in the office of the Oval Office. And he was weeping before the Lord with his hands on his head like this, but he was weeping. And there was ministers and people. I don't know if they are senators or congress people or whatever. I just saw them pacing and back and forth inside of the White House. It's the White House, but it's the Oval Office. Yeah. And they were interceding all inside there. And I could feel the presence of the Lord so strong on this. And then I could see that darkness that was the heaviness upon America with the financial crisis of what I saw coming. It started to lift above the trees, and I saw the blue and the things coming back out, and the green times and the good times coming back again. But the Lord said it would be forth a time of a season of a shaking, and it would be a shakening to awaken. And in this, he was not done with America. There would be a great revival come, and it's not all doom and gloom. That's what he said.
And I stopped the clip there, but I really should have left it go because another 5 seconds. And he says, don't call this a judgment. This is a correction. I don't know how you take that part of it. The first part to me is the get your attention part.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.